USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Merck will help Johnson & Johnson manufacture its one-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The partnership will reportedly use the powers of the Defense Production Act to give Merck the priority it needs to ramp up its facilities for production. Merck and Johnson & Johnson are two longtime pharmaceutical rivals, both headquartered in New Jersey. Brian Thomas is with UPS. He tells CBS News as they continue to push out the J&J vaccine, they're also shipping the other vaccines as well.
And so while we're excited to have the new volume come on board, and that represents another provider, we absolutely can't lose track and sight of all of the other responsibilities we have for the existing two providers.
FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying on Capitol Hill regarding the January 6th attack on the Capitol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to see a wealth tax on the richest Americans. The Massachusetts Democrat telling reporters it would generate more revenue and opportunity. She's bringing up legislation that would impose a tax on those worth more than $50 million. Grover Norquist is a president of Americans for Tax Reform. He tells CNBC this is not a good move.
You reduce the capital gains tax. Every time we've reduced the capital gains tax rate, higher income people have paid more in taxes, and you've had more growth, and there have been more jobs for everybody. So if you're into hate and envy, go ahead and do the wealth tax. There's a lot of selective discussion about where the wealth tax succeeded. 15 countries have put in a wealth tax. 11 got rid of them because they discovered how dysfunctional it was.
Vernon Jordan, a civil rights leader whose pragmatism and charisma gave him access to corporate boardrooms, congressional leaders, and the White House, died Monday at the age of 85. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pledged millions of dollars of U.S. aid to Yemen to ease what's being called the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clements reports.
Project Hope reports the loss of life in Yemen will exceed cases of COVID-19, cholera, and malnutrition when compared to fatalities from the bloody war. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told us that commitment comes from Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
You heard Secretary Blinken pledge nearly $191 million in humanitarian assistance for the people of Yemen. We have worked with the region, and well beyond the region, in fact, to encourage the international community to raise its ambition, knowing that Yemen is now home to the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. The international community has a special responsibility to the long-suffering people of Yemen, and that's what we're committed to.
Capitol architect J. Brett Blandin told lawmakers damage from January's Capitol riot will likely cost $30 million to cover adequate mental health services, art repairs, and enhanced security. Contrast that with the riots in the immediate aftermath of George Floyd's death. Those riots produced a colossal estimated cost of $2 billion in damage, and that was in the 14 days following Floyd's death alone. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.